The following podcast is a Simpronto Media production. Welcome to the Fasting Reset Podcast for cutting edge and practical health information on fasting, where we promise to support you on your fasting journey with every single episode.
Become a master faster.
And now, here's your host, Chantel Ray.
Chantel Ray, and over the next 30 days, we're going to be answering one of the top 30 questions we get all the time on fasting. Stay tuned every day, and we'll answer one more. Hey guys, there's two products that I absolutely think that are amazing. One is I created a Waste Away Trim Down Support Packet. And what they do is they really help you use fat for fuel, and they help you have healthy insulin, cortisol, and energy levels. They are amazing. They're called Trim Down Support Packets. So if you're feeling stalled, these are all natural and will just give you that extra boost. The other thing that I love is that I helped create something called Digest Aid. It's the Waste Away Digest Aid. And it's amazing because it has digestive enzymes plus betaine HCL, which is going to help you with stomach acid. And so if you are having thyroid issues, or if you can't have gluten or dairy and then decide to just have a little bit, this will help you digest it because it has enzymes and betaine HCL. So go to ChantelRayWay.com and click on store, or click the show notes. Hey guys, if you haven't had a chance to join our intermittent fasting community group on Facebook, go to ChantelRayWay.com/Facebook for our three different Facebook groups that we have, or just click on the show notes. We'd love to have you there. It really depends on what your eating window is. So like if you're intermittent fasting and you're pregnant, do I believe you could have a healthy pregnancy eating an 8 hour or 6 hour window? Absolutely. Would I be like, absolutely, that's fine if you're pregnant to do that? Yes. Now, would I recommend doing intermittent fasting a one meal a day for someone who's pregnant? Probably not, because, you know, you don't want to overeat and you want to make sure that you're getting enough nutrients for the baby. And so I would say, could you do an 8 hour window? Absolutely. Could you do a 1 hour window? I wouldn't recommend it. And you want to really, really listen to your body. And so when your body's hungry, you want to make sure that you're feeding it, especially because then the baby's hungry. And so that would be one area that I would say, yes, I would do intermittent fasting. I would probably extend my window out to, you know, an 8 hour window if I was pregnant. If I was breastfeeding, I don't see anyone doing breastfeeding that would want to do intermittent fasting. I would say if I would probably be breastfeeding, I would definitely be eating in at least a 10 hour window minimum.